Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think this is a huge blessing in disguise. I don't doubt that Jimmy Butler was the destination and the target for Daryl Morey. I believe he certainly wanted him. There were talks that Morey even found a trade partner for Clint Capella, where he was going to trade Clint Capella for a first-round draft pick, including that first-rounder in a package to sweeten the deal for Philadelphia to get them what they wanted, because they don't need Clint Capella if you have Joel Embiid, and it turns out they're going to get Al Horford as well. But the reason that I didn't want Jimmy Butler all along, I want them to run it back. We'll get into that later, but the Rockets are a better team with Eric Gordon and Clint Capella than they are with Jimmy Butler. The run that they made last year in the second half of the regular season, it got them close to the 2 seed in the Western Conference, and if they didn't give away that final game on the regular season, they would have been the 2 seed in the Western Conference. 2 years ago, with a team that's similar to this one they're going to have next year, they had the best record in the Western Conference, and they gave Golden State all they could handle in the Western Conference Finals, and maybe a couple 3-pointers away in that Game 7, maybe you win the NBA championship 2 seasons ago. The Rockets have had success with what they're going to run it back with these last 2 years. I don't understand why you would mess with a good thing.
Because it's not good enough. I mean, I thought we were going to wait till later to get into this disagreement
right
here.
Right, but
no, I mean,
Clint.
For me, look, to stick with the Jimmy Butler issue, the silver lining for me in the Jimmy Butler conversation and possibility told me one thing, that they were going to make some tweaks. I don't expect them. Tigers don't change their stripes, so I wouldn't expect them to change things greatly offensively, but they were going to make some tweaks offensively if they were going to go out and sign Jimmy Butler. You can't have Butler, Harden, and Chris Paul and run the same isolation Harden dominant offense. You would have had to have moved the rock, and I think that's the message it would have sent to all of us in the media and the Rockets fans if Butler had landed in Houston, was that there was going to be a tweak offensively. D'Antoni was going to change some things offensively. Now, moving forward, I don't like the comment that you made about running it back with the same guys. And here's why, Jeremy. I'm not a guy that believes in leaning on the fact that you were the best team versus Golden State when Golden State was a dynasty. There's value in the fact that you played better basketball against them. You won more basketball games than anybody else. But at the end of the day, you still lost, number one. Number two, here's the thing. I believe they were closer when Paul went down with the hamstring 2 years ago than they were this year, given the fact that Durant went out, other guys were hobbled for Golden State. You're an 8-point favorite, and you come home and mess the bed here in Houston in Game 6. I just believe that leaning heavily on being the best team of the losers, essentially, versus a dynasty, I just think that's a cheap way to look at this thing and a loser's way, essentially, of looking at this thing.
I agree with you on that point. The whole Daryl Morey saying that we have the best record against Golden State, you know, yeah, we're the bridesmaid, not the bride, and the maid of honor, whatever the case may be, I didn't like that either. Like, if your goal is to win a championship, who cares what you did along the way? In fact, there are times when it's better to be the worst team in the NBA than being the second best team in the NBA, because it might get you closer to a championship. That said, you mentioned that rabbit is Golden State. They were close 2 years ago. They were closer 2 years ago than they were last year. I agree with you. I think they were much closer 2 years ago than they were last season. They couldn't even beat a Kevin Durant-less Golden State Warrior team. But this is a different Golden State. The teams that you're chasing now aren't as strong as the Golden State Warriors have been the last really 5 or 6 years, because they don't have Kevin Durant anymore. They're going to have Klay Thompson gone for most of the season. They did sign D'Angelo Russell in that sign and trade with Brooklyn to a max contract, so that certainly helps them, but it still diminishes what they were a season ago. So you're running it back with a similar team that was very good last year in the Western Conference and very good 2 years ago, the best team in the West until they got into the Western Conference Finals and lost to Golden State. And now what you have to beat, the hurdle you have to jump over isn't as good as it's been these last several years where the Rockets had an opportunity.
I agree with Golden State not being the power that they were with Durant. I mean, they're going to come back to the pack a little bit, but I fully expect it. I mean, they are a scheme. I mean, the way Kerr encourages them to play ball, the way that they have bought into playing team ball, moving without the ball, moving the rock, that will last. It's like New England in the league. I mean, it's culture and it's scheme. That the way that they play the game, it travels well. It wins deep into the playoffs. It's what they do. It's in their DNA. They're going to be back. I know they're not going to be the Durant Golden State team that we once saw, but they will be back and they'll play great ball. Here is why I turned. I was a guy that was, I don't care what they do personnel. Right, I need to see a tweak in the scheme. I was a big scheme tweak type guy all year long with the Rockets. I just that isolation, hold the ball till there's 3 or 4 seconds in the play clock, and then if the defender gets a fingertip on the ball, it's a shot clock violation, or it just throws the rhythm off. I just don't believe that you can. As great as James Harden is, I just don't believe you can win against the best of the best in the league playing that kind of ball, and then. The playoffs happened. The Golden State Warriors series with Clint Capella where he just completely disappeared. He was inept. That's what scares me about when you say run it back with the same guys. He struggled mightily in the Utah series. Mightily.
He's better against Utah than he was against Golden State.
No doubt. Well, hell, I hope so. Good God. I mean, it was one of those where you just go, man, what? I mean, because look, I'm not one of those guys that my expectations for Capella wasn't to play with his back to the basket or give you 25 a night. My expectations are when they double Harden, be able to catch the rock and go to the rim. Be able to catch the rock and move it, something. It looked like there was a point in the Golden State series where he was nervous with the ball in his hands when the whole play was designed to get the ball in his hands. And so that's when all of a sudden I became you cannot run it back with the same guys. So there's got to be a tweak in the system, and you cannot run it back with the same guys.
I agree with you about the tweak in the system. I want to run it back. I'll get into Clint Capella and why we all underappreciate Clint Capella a little bit later. The system thing is an interesting point that you bring up, and it's the same thought I've had as well. I hate watching the way that they play. And I'm not even, it's not a D'Antoni thing. It's a James Harden thing. Because if you look back at D'Antoni and his previous stops, he wasn't running his team this way. I mean, there was the book they wrote, 7 seconds or less. Like, they wanted to get a shot right up in the first 7 seconds of the shot clock. And as soon as they hired Mike D'Antoni, my biggest criticism of that was you're not getting the Mike D'Antoni that's going to run that Phoenix Suns offense. And the reason for that is very simple. Because James Harden doesn't want to run the floor. James Harden doesn't want to get up the floor in 7 seconds and try to be the Steve Nash and the maestro of this fancy D'Antoni offense. So whenever you point to the system, that's not D'Antoni to me. That's what you're married to because James Harden is your best player, and that's the only ball he can play.
Well, I mean, see, is it? I mean, or is he in an analytic system and he happens to be really good at it, and they may have put the best analytical team that you can put on the floor with James Harden running the ship, but it still ain't good enough. I mean, at the end of the day, it's still not good enough. I think the human factor, factor.
I don't disagree with you, but a lot of people that do are saying right now, well, what if you made two more shots in that Western Conference Finals 2 years ago? It would have been good enough. The margin of losing and winning 2 years ago in Game 7 against Golden State in the Western Conference Finals was a couple of shots. I wouldn't blame that so much on the system. Maybe they won despite the system that they were running. But if they hit a couple of shots in that game, they're going to the NBA Finals and more than likely winning that NBA Finals with this flawed system that they currently have.
Yeah, I mean, we can sit around and talk about ifs and buts all night long. Ifs and buts and candies and nuts. We can all have a Merry Christmas. But at the end of the day, I mean, it didn't happen. You know, I enjoy it, brother. I mean, I enjoy the hell out of it. It's fun basketball for an old football head like me to watch Harden do his thing. And it's absolutely beautiful. But I just don't think schematically it's enough. And I don't – every article that I've read about the Rockets and what they're doing, it's analytics, and they believe that they encourage Harden to take essentially the degree of difficulties through the roof because he can make them, and the more you make – I mean, the more you take, the more you make, and the better your chances are winning. And so I don't know that it's Harden. I don't know that – I think Harden's really good at it, but – are you trying to tell me that Harden can't play a different style of basketball? I would love I would love to see what Harden's capable of doing in a motion offense where he's getting set, wide open set shots like we saw, like we see Klay Thompson and we see Steph Curry. I'd love to see what Harden could do in that offense.
I would too. The biggest difference with that, though, is that Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, they hustle. They get through screens, and they're willing to move without the basketball, a la Reggie Miller in his heyday. I don't see James Harden doing that. I don't see James Harden moving without the ball and coming off screens and running all these miles in a game just to find open looks and allow Chris Paul to be a distributor. Well,
Jeremy, those things are – the organization isn't pushing those things, or Chris Paul would have the ball in his hands more often at the end of the day. I mean, that's – whether it's D'Antoni or it's the organization, I don't care who it is, Chris Paul would have the rock in his hand. You got a Hall of Fame point guard. If you wanted the ball to move and you wanted people to move without the ball, you would coach that on a daily basis. We gotta believe as we watch the Rockets, what they want is what we're watching. I mean, it's so extreme that you gotta believe that that's what they're being coached to do. If James Harden is not doing what he's coached to do, and 90% of the time he's taking that step back three, then they're further off than I thought they were. But look, here's the deal: is if James Harden isn't willing to do all those things, that's that. I've heard guys with this station, literally on this mic for weeks and months and damn near a year, talk about championship DNA.
Yeah.
Champions are willing to adjust when you realize what you're doing ain't going to win. Look at what Toronto did. Those guys move without the ball. They got young guys. Why? If I hear Van Fleet's name one more time, and he made a couple clutch shots. There's no doubt dude made some clutch shots. But at the end of the day, man, they're moving without the ball. They're moving the rock. They're hustling. That's what champions do, man. And if that's the crutch we lean on as well, James Harden's not willing to do that, well, damn it, some change has got to be made.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.